Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Steven Spielberg has revealed what he considers to be the greatest American film of all time. Keep in mind, this is a man behind Raiders of the Lost Ark,
Jaws,
Schindler's List, please. Jaws,
E.T.
They were at the 50th AFI, American Film Institute, I think is what that stands for, Life Achievement Award, and it was for Francis Ford Coppola. And Steven Spielberg revealed that he believes that The Godfather from 1972, directed by Francis Ford Coppola, is the greatest U.S. film ever made. Ever. Francis Ford Coppola, upon hearing that, put his head into his hands and kind of shook his head no. Huh. The American Film Institute lists The Godfather as number 2 on its list of the greatest American films of all time. Would you care to guess what the American Film Institute considers the number 1 film ever made in the United States?
Is it one of those like A Clockwork Orange,
nope,
or Ben-Hur,
no,
or,
well,
or Scarlett O'Hara, the one on the planes, sorry.
Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind, or Casablanca.
You're kind of in the right wheelhouse.
Yeah, I don't know.
Citizen Kane.
Citizen Kane, that's what I was going to say. I just didn't know if it was an American-made film.
Was that, okay, we talked about this the other day, Logan. When Gene Hackman died, it was widely considered that his best role was French Connection. It was back in the 60s or 70s, whatever. So I thought, in honor of Gene Hackman and his amazing body of work, we are going to sit down and we are going to watch The French Connection.
Don't waste your time. Just watch Crimson Tide.
I got about 9 minutes into that film. I'm sorry. It's unwatchable. It is unwatchable.
What do you mean by unwatchable?
There is a scene in the beginning where some guy in a dark alley fires a shot, okay? And keep in mind, this is in the late 60s, early 70s, right? We didn't have CGI. We just had really bad body doubles. And when the shot is fired, the other guy goes, ah, ah, ah. And, you know, it's just, we know better now. We do things better now.
But you have to put yourself there at the time,
Dan,
as
I can't.
A movie watcher.
I can't.
No, because it's 2025, not 75.
And then
Mario,
a lot of it was in French, and I get it, French Connection. Whatever the French Connection was, I don't know, because it was French, and you know I failed French.
And how can you put that movie? I mean, I've seen French Connection. In my opinion, Gene Hackman's best role is in Mississippi Burning.
Oh,
one
I forgot
of the best
about
movies I have ever watched, yeah, in my life. Him and Willem Dafoe, phenomenal film.
Yep.
Better than Crimson Tide with Denzel Washington?
Yes.
No.
In my opinion, I would say so, yes.
Yeah, Crimson Tide's way up there. But Citizen Kane as the top movie in American cinema, yeah, that's a solid choice.
You know an old movie that I watched? God, this must have been 26, 27 years ago. I had read the book, and I went over to Blockbuster. I'll tell you about what that is later, Logan.
I remember Blockbuster. So I'm not that young.
Okay. I went to Blockbuster and I rented the movie, and it's an older movie,
uh-huh,
and I was blown away by how good it was, The Maltese Falcon.
Oh, yes, yes, that's a great movie.
I thought that was a fantastically well-done older movie where the acting was really good. Because I'm with Dana. A lot of these older movies, man, the acting kind of sucks.
They don't really hold, not a lot of them hold up that much.
It doesn't hold up that well. That's all I'm saying.
It's kind of like a fake shark in Jaws 1975.
That holds up incredibly well. How dare you?
That holds up like a lead ball on a wet paper towel.
Scares me to death.
The thing is about the older movies is that they did not have the computers and the CGI and all of this stuff. So they had to do what they could with acting and set building and lighting. And sometimes you had gold.
So I'm going to say something that Dana Wright is going to consider sacrilege. And I'm not a huge fan of the movie remake. Like when they redid Footloose, blech. When they redid Red Dawn, it was all right. But, you know, they always keep going back and remaking these movies that don't need to be remade.
Total Recall.
Yeah, they were fine the first time. Leave them alone. With CGI the way it is now. And all the things that you can do with the computer, dare I say, to celebrate the 50th anniversary of this classic, we remake Jaws.
I thought they did. It's called Sharknado.
I don't. Dan, you watch your filthy mouth. We will
Sharknado
not remake
was better than
that
Jaws.
Classic.
Sharknado was actually a pretty good movie.
You don't, with today's CGI,
show
the computer.
Show me the way to go home.
But with the. Dana, with the way that they could do the shark. Because I.
It is terrifying.
No, it is terrible.
That thing pops out of the water and I crap my pants every single time. So, and I've seen that movie 10,000 times.
So after all these years of being on the show with you, one day, about a year ago or 2 years ago, I sat down because Jaws is on TV all the time, it's always on TV. And I thought, I'm going to give this a shot. I could not get past how fake the shark looked. And I turned it off. Because it's just...
You have to put fake. Yourself in the shoes of the viewer
the time.
In 1976.
I get it. No, I get it.
Yeah.
But yeah. 6 years later, he makes Raiders of the Lost Ark, and it's awesome.
Oh, my God, yes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.